Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Bill Engvall. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Tonight's show is basically titled Aged and Confused. Because the older I get, the realize the less I know. When I was young and dumb, I thought I knew everything. But now I'm starting to realize that I don't understand why people do the things they do. And I've come to the conclusion that the end is near. And hopefully throughout the night tonight, I will give you a few of those examples. Starting with this one. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, a 19-year-old kid ran for mayor of his town. I thought, good for you. Get out, get a job. Not only did he run for mayor, ladies and gentlemen, he got over 75% of the vote. Oh my God. How bad a job was that other guy doing that almost that entire town went, we're going with the kid. God, I would have loved to have been on those debates. You know, the incumbent's like, if I'm reelected, I will make sure that the taxes are lowered, the senior citizen center has hot meals, and I will pave all the potholes in town. And he looks at the kid, and the kid's like, whatever. I don't know about all that, but how about a kegger every Friday? All right, Jimmy, you're in. And then I read a story about two college kids who took an old gorilla suit and they stuffed it with rotted meat. And then they went on eBay and claimed that they had the body of Bigfoot. Oh, it gets better. They had the body of Bigfoot and it was for sale for $50,000. They were contacted by a gentleman who claimed to be a professional Bigfoot hunter. Which to me says he's made money at this. So he called them and they sold him the suit full of rotted meat for $50,000. Now, I don't know a lot about this professional Bigfoot hunter, but I know this, he's single. Because money aside, if that's your opening line to some girl at a bar, so what do you do? I'm a professional Bigfoot hunter. Oh God, look at the time. And if you really want to get a pulse of what's going on in your community, I urge you to read the editorial page of your local newspaper. Because that's where the general public can write in and tell you what they're thinking about. Because they think we care what they're thinking about. There was one that just struck me really early on. There was a woman who wrote in that she had quit smoking 15 years ago. And she wants her husband to quit smoking, but he won't do it. And she said, I even went to the point of telling him and figuring out that when I quit smoking 15 years ago, cigarettes were $1.50 a pack. And I figured out that I have saved our family over $38,000. And then she went on to figure out, because she's got this kind of time, because she don't smoke anymore, is that at $5 a pack, what it is now, she has saved their family over $73,000, and she doesn't understand why her husband won't quit smoking. And I showed this to my wife, and I said, here's the problem with this woman. She doesn't get it. If I was that woman's husband, I would say, thank you for saving us all that money. But you're missing the point. Because some people smoke to relieve stress. So if I quit smoking, then I'm going to kill you. And then I'm going to get sent to prison where I'm going to need cigarettes as currency. See, that's called irony. But if you really need another example, recently in Los Angeles, a guy went through the LAX airport and he went through security and he beeped when he went through the metal detector. And when he went through the metal detector, it beeped and everybody went, ho, ho, ho. And he goes, relax, relax. I know why it beeped. And they said, why? And he said, and I quote, I have inserted in my rear end a piece of gum, a copper wire, and a rock. If you're that security guard, do you not immediately go, Jerry, I'm gonna need help out here. So they take him to another room to question him, as you would do. And they said, sir, why do you have a rock in your rear end? And he said, and I quote again, it relieves the stress of flying. Really? You know what else does? Liquor. And you don't have to shove it up your rear end. Now, I want you to go with me for a second. A little side street here. Let's just say for some ungodly reason, the medical community came out and said, yes, having a rock in your rear end does relieve stress. The Surgeon General comes out and says, people, I've checked it out. It's cool, pull your pet rock out of the closet, take it on vacation. I couldn't do it. Even if it was a smooth, round river rock, it would cause stress in my life. Because I would feel like every time I walk by people, they would look at me and go, look, he walks like he's got a rock in his ass. Do you see that? And what's with the copper wire? What, in case the guy sitting next to his TV screen goes out, you're Johnny on the spot. Hey, I got this. Hang on a second. Let me pop that in right there. Yeah, HD. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to imagine this guy packing the night before his flight. All right, I got my underwear. I got my socks. Did I pack my gum? Yeah, there it is, right there. Got it. God, if you're sitting next to this guy on an airplane, you better hope your ears pop.